having this kind of system helps improve the goals of peace in the fields, a little bit more harmony in labor relations, to have an orderly way for a union to be recognized.
We don't want the union. What is that too hard to get?
An orderly way in which workers can decide they don't want to have union representation anymore.
After decades of failure to unionize California's farm workers, this massive grape strike in Delano, California, finally pressured the industry to accept contracts with the United Farm Workers Union. And it was this man, Cesar Chavez, who became the face of the farm workers movement, a revered figure with roads, schools, and even holidays named after him.
I'm angry that I live in a world where a man who picks your food can't feed his family.
But with time, some things have changed.
I never like a company where they have union. I don't see it that I need to pay somebody to explain me my rights.
At its peak, the powerful UFW claimed 50,000 dues-paying members. Now, it has fewer than 5,000. Yet even with unionization on the decline, wages and benefits have actually improved. This has led to an unusual situation in the Central Valley, where workers at one farm have banded together to protest not their employer, but the union.
In our case, I don't see that we need it because we get the highest pay and our condition of work is the best, I could say.
Garawan Farms is one of the largest tree fruit producers in the country and employs more than 10,000 workers a year. That's more than double the entire membership of the UFW. They also claim to pay more than the industry average and point to county employment statistics to back it up.
My name is Dan Growen. I'm a co-owner of Growen Farming. I grew up in the industry. I haven't missed a season since I was 11 years old. 23 years ago, there was first one election. There was no clear winner, so there was a runoff election, and UFW won that election. We had one bargaining session 20 years ago, and then they disappeared.
The union hasn't collected dues or bargained on behalf of Growen's workers for more than two decades, but still claims it's been the certified representative of the workers this entire time. The contract they demand be implemented immediately requires 3% of wages to be paid as dues to the union and calls on Growen to terminate any employee who refuses to pay up. This plan did not sit well with many of the workers.
The main problem is in the ALRB office, because they're supposed to be neutral with us, and they're not. We can see that they're supporting UFW organization.
The ALRB has proven that they do not have the employees' best interests in mind. If they did, then they would allow the employees to choose.
Workers from Growen Farms came to you with a petition full of signatures asking for a vote administered by ALRB to decertify the union. You rejected that petition. Why did you do that?
In this case, we needed to have a majority showing. There were some serious problems with signatures submitted that turned out to be fraudulent.
Sylvia and I, we would go before work, middle, lunch. We didn't get our lunch sometimes because we had to collect the signatures, and then after work. So it was constant. We dealt with it constantly. And for them to say it's fake, it's not fair.
But Sylvia was determined. She and her daughter collected thousands more signatures and submitted a second petition. This time, ALRB offered a different reason for rejecting them.
If employers get involved in telling workers to sign a petition, if employers are, you know, instigating, supporting, then what the law says is that this petition really isn't a measure of true worker support.
The union has accused Growen of unfair labor practices, saying management promoted anti-union petitions and sent out anti-union messages. In response, Growen invited ALRB investigators onto the property to oversee the petition process and instruct workers that they have a legal right to unionize.
Management is not forcing us to do this. It makes me feel sad sometimes because they think that we're not smart enough to know our rights, and we know our rights.
Often what our employees tell us is they don't trust the ALRB. They feel coerced by the ALRB. They have cited Silas Chauver himself as someone they don't trust.
The workers staged a protest, gathering outside Growen Farms and the ALRB offices to demand a vote. Mirroring the famous grape strike, some workers even trekked to the state's capital to deliver their demand for decertification to Governor Jerry Brown, the same governor who created the ALRB 38 years ago. Finally, the ALRB relented and allowed an election.
Do you see any problem with the fact that you were both administering the election and investigating claims against the company at the same time?
It's a very open process. I had communication throughout the day with attorneys for the company, for the petitioner. My position, I'm with the general counsel in terms of prosecuting unfair labor practices. Our job is to, we're really law enforcement.
Is there any conflict there, having the single agency both be the prosecutor and the judge?
Well, we have really tight controls in terms of my ability to communicate with the board. And there's an objection process that goes directly to the board.
So if someone has a complaint about how ALRB administered the election, they can take it to the ALRB board.
Right. Exactly. Because the board is not involved directly in administering the election.
After countless hours spent gathering signatures, filing paperwork, and getting out the vote, Growen's workers finally got their election. The result? We don't know.
What does that mean to have an election and not count the votes? So where's the right for the farm workers? Where is it?
The only thing I could say to the ALRB is to actually respect us. I am an American citizen, and I believe my vote should be counted.
Are the ballots being impounded here in this building?
Yes, they're in a safe.
What needs to happen for you to crack open that safe and count those ballots?
The board has to make that decision. And what they've said is that there needs to be a hearing first on certain complaints and issues around the supervisor involvement.
Is there any kind of timeline on that?
There hasn't been a timeline that's set.
As soon as they resolve this situation, it's going to be our environment and work is going to be like before it was. Because this is very important for me because my family works here.
If Caesar were here today, he certainly wouldn't be supporting what's being done now, which is a union trying to impose itself on employees, a union that basically has done nothing for them for 20 years, comes back and says, give us 3% of your wages, or we're going to require that you be fired. That doesn't fit within Caesar's values.